This week's shiur has been delivered by Rav Yaakov Rappaport, Dayan for the Beis Avad in South Bend, Indiana.
Today's shiur, Parshas Miketz, will be dealing with a timely halacha that is negeya all of us, that is asked frequently to prominent rabbanim. What's the din for Yidden living in Chutz La'aretz that are surrounded by Ovdei Kechavim that celebrate Ayom Chag on December 25th? Is this holiday on December 25th considered Ayom Edom, in which we'll discuss at length the Mishnayis in Avodah Zarah prohibits certain actions and relationships between Jews and non-Jews on Yom Edom? Does Krachsmach, we'll call it Krachsmach for our purposes this year, does December 25th have the status of a Yom Edom, number one? And number two, if so, what are the halakhic ramifications? And number three, what would be the din with the non-Jews Bizman Ezer in Chutz La'aretz? So first of all, I want to discuss a halacha that's brought in Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph. The halacha deals with a law that a Yid, a Jew, and a non-Jew cannot form a partnership. Midina de Gemara, it is usur for a Jew to be a partner with a non-Jew that's Oyved Avodah Zarah. Again, a Jew cannot have a non-Jew partner that's Oyved Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because if you have a partner in a business and your partner is Oyved Avodah Zarah, so then through the business daily interactions between partners, it is common that one partner will swear in his God to the other partner. For example, if two partners have a monetary dispute, as is very common, one partner will say, "I swear in my God's name that I was very careful with the company's money," and so on and so forth. So if one of the partners is a non-Jew, that's Soyv Avodah Zarah, so you're causing the non-Jew to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah, of a idol. And causing a non-Jew to swear in the name of an idol is prohibited, according to many opinions, Mitzvah law, because the Pasuk says, Loi yishoma al picho. The Pasuk says that you shall not made heard the swearing in a false God's name. And therefore, by you causing another partner to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah, you are transgressed the Isser of Loi yishoma al picho, of causing someone else to say the name of the idol. Alternatively, the Isser should be that you are over Lifnei Iver. After all, even though a non-Jew is not commanded in 613 mitzvahs, he does have the Isser of Avodah Zarah as one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And by you causing him to swear, by doing an action that's serving, that's proclaiming his Avodah Zarah, you're over Lifnei Iver. So Al-Kapan, that's the halacha, that you can't have a Jewish partner, a non-Jewish partner. So the Ramah in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph says, the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And today, all of our partnerships with Christian non-Jews is based upon this Ramah that is permitted. The Ramah says the following, Yesh mekilim basiyas shutfis im hakusim bizmanazet. People permit being partners with Christians. Mishum she'en hakusim bizmanazet. Now, kusim doesn't mean kusi, as we know. Kusim, the Ramah's term, means a Christian. Nishbayim b'avarizor, they're not actually swearing in an idol's name. Swearing in Yashka, swearing in the Trinity, is not idols. But Avogad the Maskim of Avodah, when they mention, they'll mention Yashka's name, seemingly that is an idol. Mekol Mokum says the Ramah, Kavanosam lo'oisei Shemayim v'oretz. Really, Christianity's main intention is to one God. Elo shemishatfim shem shemayim v'davar acher. Rather, they're adding a third person. That's the Trinity. Really, they believe in Hashem. Really, Christians believe in one God, just like the Muslims do. Really, they believe in monotheism. But they're mishatif. They make God have a partner. Making God have a partner, says the Ramah, that's not a transgression of swearing in a foreign God's name. And says the Ramah, therefore, if you cause your Christian partner to swear in Yashka's name, lo matzina sheyesh b'zeh mishum lifnei v'lo shitin mishul, there's no issa of Lifneiver. Why, says the Ramah? The Hare Enom Muzharim Alashitav. For behold, non-Jews are not commanded on the prohibition of Shituf, of having, making God have a partner. saying that God, that Hashem, has a partner, that is not considered idol worship in terms of non-Jews. And therefore, says the Ramah, v'lofeis imam, v'loy shutvis, and to do business with them, if there is no shutvis, time to do business with a Christian, during the year, l'kul yal m'shari, that's certainly permitted, below Yom Chagam, if it's not Yom Chagam. The Ramah says simply that do business, to be partner with a Christian, is fine. Now, we'll talk about in a moment why at the end the Ramah says, l'kul yal m'shari below Yom Chagam. If it's not their holiday, it's certainly permitted. What's with their holiday? What's with December 25th? We'll talk about it in a moment. But let me explain this Ramah according to the Noida Bihuda, which is brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva. The Noida Bihuda claims that this halacha doesn't mean that Christianity is not avodah zarah, that Christianity is not idol worship. Because after all, saying that Hashem has a third partner, that is taking power away from Hashem. It's saying Hashem is not the most powerful. There is a third partner, there is the Yashka, that's also powerful, just like him, his son, or however you understand the Trinity. And therefore, that is certainly an Isser Vodizor. However, causing a goy to swear in the Trinity, causing a goy to swear in Yashka, that is not swearing in a Vodizor. So therefore, Shutvis, says Noda Behuda, being a partner with a Christian is fine, because if you cause them to swear, that swearing in Yashka's name is not transgressed. The specific prohibition of swearing in the name of a Vodizor for a non-Jew. However, says Noda Behuda, certainly it is an action of worship, if a goy would worship Yashka, not in a way of swearing, but in a normal formal way of bending down or bringing offerings to a altar in the name of Yashka, that's certainly a Vodizora. And that's why it's pretty clear the Ramah holds this way, because the Ramah at the end says, and therefore it's certainly mutter to deal business with a Christian if it's not their holiday. Mashman the Ramah simply over here, that on their holiday, it's questionable. And if the Ramah would meant to mean a simple reading that Christianity is not a Avodah Zarah, so why does the Ramah say, certainly it's mutter and not their holiday? Well, if it's not a Avodah Zarah, even on their holiday, Gufa, it should be unquestionably mutter. So therefore, we see from this Ramah a heter, a specific heter, of just swearing in the name of Yashka is permitted to non-Jews. And when he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, that Ein Muzhar Mal Shituf, they're not commanded in the Trinity in making a partnership with Hashem and someone else, that's an only narrow din of Shvuah. That's the accepted interpretation of this Ramah, which will lead us to ask the question, what is the halacha on Yom Edom? What in fact is the halacha on December 25th in terms of doing business with them? So if we continue and look in Yeridea, in Simon Kuf and Simon Kuf Mem, I'm sorry, in Simon Kuf Mem Ches, Simon Kuf Mem Ches in Yeridea deals with all the specific halakas that are brought in the Mishnayos in Avodah Zarah. So let's talk about these halakas. So first of all, let's look in Shulchan Aruch Yeridea, Simon Kuf Mem Ches Sif Hei. The Mechaber Paskins, Asur L'Shloach Doron L'Ovid Kicham B'Yom Chagam. You can't send a present, a gift to a non-Jew on the day of his holiday. Now, I'm going to discuss now, specifically, sometimes it's very common we have a boss or we have a co-worker that is Christian, and it's pretty insulting not to give him a card or a gift. May we give him Christmas gifts, may we give him Xmas, Krasmach cards. So the Ramah says, the Mechaber says over there in Sif Hei, in Kuf Mem Ches, also l'shloach doyim v'avodik chom b'yim chagam. You can't send him a gift. Only if you know certainly that this person you're sending the gift to is not a celebrator, is not a server, worshiper in that idol. So too, if you receive a gift on Yom Chagam, on December 25th, you shouldn't accept the gift. But if, again, you are choishish le'eva mikabloi. Meaning, it says clearly that you shouldn't give gifts in no matter what. You should not give a gift. However, if you will turn down a gift, the non-Jew will hate us, so then the halacha is that you have to accept it. Now, it says, b'yizukeno b'fanav labor o l'mokim ha'aved kalacha yad. And then a person should drop it and throw it away and not use it. Certainly you shouldn't use it, says the Ramah, if you get a Xmas gift. You shouldn't use it. We'll talk about bonuses in a moment. And therefore, the Mechaber says clearly that giving a gift and receiving a gift is prohibited according to halacha, b'yom chagam, which we asserted, l'chayra, Christianity is in a avodah zarah. Let's continue. So therefore, giving gifts, again, gifts seemingly is asur. Se'if ches, over there in Kuf Mem Ches. Let's look at that halacha. It says, Ein yom achag asur elo lo'ovdim boi bilvad. The isur only applies to someone who celebrates it religiously. Avo oivdik achag mishu smechim boi va'oichlim v'soyusim mishavrim v'yisoyim mipnei minug v'kavad amelech. Say you have a non-Jew that celebrates December 25th only because the king said so or because that's a minhag. Avohem ena moidim bo, but deep inside the non-Jew does not believe in it. Hare elam mutam lo seis bo lo seis imahem. Says the Ramah that that is permitted. Now this Mechaber is pretty clear also. Doing business with a Christian on December 25th, making a big business deal, causing him to go serve his avodah zarah, would be prohibited. However, a Christian which is not so devout and is doing it merely because of a external expression of normalcy, of being normal in American society, then these halakhas shall not apply. Of receiving a gift, of giving a gift, of doing business with them. So therefore, it's clear from this Mechaber in Kuf Mem Ches Sif Ches that we have to assess, is your partner in business, or is your boss, or is your co-worker someone who is devout or not? In doubt, you should be machmir, because this could have a shayla of a daraisa, and we know the rule is sabik daraisa l'chumra. However, we see right away over this Mechaber in Sif Ches a big mokum of leniency if he doesn't believe in it. Let's continue. Sif Tes. Says the Mechaber within Sif Tes. Also, l'kanis l'beis ha'ovdi k'chom b'yim chagoy v'liten lo'ishom. You also cannot enter his house and say, how are you doing today? Merry December 25th. Matzah b'chutz mutter. But if you bump into him, it's mutter. Aval yom eloi b'sofer rafa b'kovid roi. Says over here that to wish him a happy holiday, that we're more lenient with, says the Mechaber. To wish him a happy December 25th, a happy Xmas, a happy Krachmach, and of course you could use the regular word also. If I have time, I'll talk about it as well. So you'll have to wish him, because that's very insulting, not to wish him a happy holiday. But to go to his house, to go out of your way to wish him a happy holiday, that's awesome. Therefore, there's a distinction between Likanis Labayas and Matzli Bechutz. Likanis would be Aser, and Matzli Bechutz would be Mutter. Okay, let's see Sif Yud Beis. This is a very important Sif. Sif Yud Beis is a bomb Sif, so pay attention. He says, Yesh Arim She'en Kol Devarim Eila Murim Ela Bo Yisrael Zman. The Mechaber brings an opinion that all these halachas, like we said before, are not applicable to nowadays. Avo Bizman is there, Einam Oibdei Avodis Kechovim. Today, they don't really worship idols. Lefikach. Mutter Lo Seis Velo Seis Yimam V'yem Chagam Ala Avo Yisrael Mekosho Devarim. Therefore, everything is Mutter. So therefore, the Mechaber says there is an opinion that matters everything with all non-Jews nowadays, and that opinion is what the Mechaber brings. Says the Ramah, Hagor, Va'afilu noisim ha-mois l'kehanim, ein noisim mishum takroivich, or the noiv, even if you give it to a priest, and a priest is very devout, still, that gift you give the priest will not be used for a worshipping ceremony. Ela ha-kehanim oichlim mishloitzim, their priests will eat it. You give the priest the cake, he's not going to take the cake and bring it on the idol in church. Rather, he'll take the cake and eat it. But oi, that's therefore, they don't really serve idols in the normal sense. That's the reason of the Ramah, that Ramah explains to Mechaber. There's not a real ceremony in terms of bringing up something to an altar, so on and so forth. But oh, another reason why we're making nowadays says that Ramah, the Isbe Mishum Eva in Nifrish Atmeinam Mim Chagam. Another reason it says that Ramah, not because it's not really what is our proper, but rather there's a tremendous Eva. For Anu Shluyim Beneim, Mutzvichim Lo Seis Shluyim Mam Kol Shon, and therefore we need their business. Therefore insulting them will take away business. Unbelievable, Ramah. Listen to the Ramah. We cannot hide the truth. Ramah says, if you find a Christmas party in your business, you walk into work December 25th or 26th, 27th, and you find in their party, you bump into a party, Yismachi Moem Mishum Eva, Dahabi Kamachnis Lehem. The Torah says, a quote from the Torah, you don't want to get in their bad side and your bosses and your co-workers' bad side. Therefore, says the Ramah, Yismachi Moem, you shall be celebrate with them. Because of Eva, you don't want to get into a fight. says that I'm Kumokim Bam Nefesh Yachim in the Smoyachim. However, if you're a religious Jew, you should try to avoid it. Obviously, this is not a recommended thing. If it happens to be a situation of Eva, you shall partake in the celebration. However, a Bam Nefesh should be Yachik. Im Yochel, lastly, Shalo Yebo Eva Bedavar. If you could avoid Eva. I mean, if you could avoid Eva by not going to the Christmas party, by all means don't go. But if you cannot avoid Eva, there is a Heter, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch Ramah, your day of Simen Memches, if you'd base that it's mutter to go to a Christmas party. They state in the Ramah. And the Ramah goes further. V'chein, im Shalach, Doirin Lo Ivdei Kuchom Bizmanazeth, if you send a gift to a non-Jew nowadays, echot sheyesh lehem simin im yigil lehem doyrin b'chag hahu o efshar lo yishloach loy m'be'erev im lo yishloach lo b'chag atzmo. You should rather send the gift not on December 25th, but if you have to, you could. Meaning, even though it's mutter, please try. You should try to get out of going to parties. You should prevent yourself from sending a gift on December 25th itself. Now, very important, I want to point out. Okay, very, very, very important. The Shach over there in Simen Kuf Mem Ches, in Sif Yud Beis, that we basically said in Sif Yud Beis is an unbelievable Sif, incredible, that Eva Matir is everything. The Shach points out, on the Komoka Mashiniska Besif Tes, also Gam Idna, the Shach says, in order to give Sholom, to go to a house of an non-Jew, to go out of your way, to say Merry Krachsmach, to go out of your way, there's no Heter for that. Unbelievable. However, to go to a party and to give gifts and to get gifts, that's fine if there's Eva, but because of Eva, we don't matter you to go out of your way to say a happy holiday. So we see unbelievable halachas that come out of this mechabers, this reading the mechaber in a simple level, and kuf memchad. It seems that according to Eva, everything's mutter except to go out of your way to say happy krachsmach. However, it is mutter to participate in a party and to get a gift from them, but the gift should be thrown away. Now, let's continue another aspect of Krachsmach that is brought about in the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas, deals with these shaylos, and I would like to read Halacha L'maisa about these holidays and about what to do. So now, it's very important that we know this, even though according to Mechaber, it seems that it's mutter to go to a Christmas party if it would involve Eva. However, if you look in the Shuvas Igros Moshe, Chelik Gimel, Simen, Kuf, Chof, Tes, Oisvov, Rav Moshe writes, Isser Likonis V'Knisius HaNoitzim Poshet. It's clearly usher to go to a party of Christians that it would be usher. Shuhu Mokim Sho'ivdim V'Oisim Tifloisim Sho'osa Boi Likonis Rak L'Habe B'Tzuros. He says like this, that going to a Christmas party, fine, we learn the Mechaber, it's mutter. But if the Christmas party is in a church, entering a church is usher. And he says, that's the Malkum Sho'ivdim, and that's the Malkum where all the Avodah Zorah actually is. So obviously it's usher to go there and to look at the Tzurois, says Rav Moshe. L'habib Tzurois Shahi Yudum Sh'rak L'noi Nasu, he said that would be mutter, but if it's Tzurois that not L'noi, it should be usher. So he says, not only is it usher to go inside the Avodah Zorah, the church itself. However, the din chotzer she'ein loy klum, if it's just a chotzer, the house in front of the worshipping and prayer house, so then he says that if there's no chshad that people think you're going in, then he says he thinks it's mutter based on a tosfos. So that's basically talking about going into a church itself. However, to a party outside a church, in a boardroom and so on and so forth, then it would be seemingly mutter. However, if you look in Shuvas Rav Moshe, Evan Ha'ezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Gimel, he continues, and he says this, Obedava Lafayis Ezu Simcha Bimei Eid Shalom Nachrim, to make a party on Krachsmach, Im Hu Mitzadah Munasam, Im Kavana Machmashu Yom Eid Asa Midina. If you're making the party because it's a Yom Eid, you want to make a Christmas party because that's what everyone does in America, so it should be Asa. Vim Beloy Kavana Yesh Lasa Mitzad Maris Ayin. It's time to do it, it's Maris Ayin. Vesudis Mitzvah, Kamilis Opinion of Ben, Yesh Lasa is a Filo Me'ed Shalem. However, you shouldn't make a Christmas party, but if you have a Mila or a Pinin of Ben on Krachsmach on December 25th, you could partake. The En Issa Bishvil Maris Ayin. Suda Mechayevis, to have a regular Suda, just Mila, people might think, oh, he's making Christmas party. No, there's no chash, there's no, Maris Ayin doesn't override the need to make a party for a Mila, for a Pinyin. Aval Suda's Bar Mitzvah, Toiv Lidchois, Al Yoim Acher. Unbelievable. says Rav Moshe, as soon as bar mitzvah, that should be December 25th, don't make it. Also marriage, also a wedding, bar mitzvah and weddings, you should not make it December 25th. The Yom Rishon, so he says, V'chein, tanks, gvinig, ein lasa midina, alabai nefer yishlam lahachmir. So he says, all the other type of parties you shouldn't really do. Don't make a party on December 25th. However, if you can't push it off, a mila pinin ben, you can make it. However, a bar mitzvah or a tzidis nesuim do not make because of marzayin. That's what Moshe says. Unbelievable. Clear in Eben Ezer, chelik beisim in Yud Gimel. Now, it's very important. Now I'm going to talk about the actual din of krachmach. Could you say the proper name Christmas or not? So in Shulchan Aruch, Yerdeya, Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Beis, the Mechaber Paskins over there in Yerdeya, Shem Chagam Shalahem Shehem Kishemus Bnei Adam, the name of their holiday, which is like a regular name of all holidays, Ein Chashash Laskiyum, just to mention the name of the holiday is not a problem. Hu Shalo Yikrom Kamosha Maskim Oysam O'Ibdichom, you shouldn't do it exactly like the Goyim mention it. Do it a little different, Beloshin Chashivas. Don't do Beloshin Chashivas. If they have a Loshin Chashivas, they have a Loshin that makes it, it's unbelievable day, it's the best holiday, all Loshin Chashivas you stay away from. However, if it's just a name, so it's no problem. So therefore, the question arises, what's with calling it Christmas? Well, what it means really is alluding to Yashka. However, it's not giving Chashivus, it's not Beloshin Chashivus, it's the name of a day. So therefore, a lot of poskim say you're allowed to say the name Christmas. However, most poskim, 99.9% of poskim, bring this mechaber again in your day, Yashim and Kuf Mem Zayin Siv Beis, and it seems to be that you can't mention it like the Goyim mention it. Should mention a little bit different. So even though I mentioned the classes for learning purposes, however, you should mention it Xmas or Krachmach or December 25th, you could call it, or Yom Edom. However, some poskim and most poskim say we should refrain from calling it the regular name. Now, in terms of taking off from school, there is a classic famous tshuva quoted by Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein in Yerideya Chelet Gimel Simen Pehei, Moshe says the following: Iser leniach haTalmidim chopshim milimudim bimeedam pashit daaser. Says Moshe to give off to students for December 25th should not be, and he explains his reasons. He says even though the day you give off, he says is not lismoyach b'chay. You don't get off for December 25th because you want to party on Krachmach. Ela mishum sha'ova yisem b'teimim alach n'voitim nisayimim mekaymos. Really, because the fathers get off from work, because the bosses are actual Christian, and therefore the fathers get off, and they want to spend time with their children, family time, very important family time, and no one's minimizing the importance to take a trip with your son or with your daughter on a day off, and to take them off from school. And therefore it's important. However, it says, Ramosha HaKoponim, who maisi iser ve'en ha-kavana misalekes iser, your kavana, that you are using it for a family day, does not take away the problem of Isser, of the actual taking off on December 25th. V'lo yisagi d'masha yom chofei December hu yom chag mamish yomadu. Not only should we certainly go to school and we certainly should learn. Rak achar yom rishon yenichum shakoponim oysa zesh yischashu yom elu shazel. So he says not only that, he says a lot of people take off from December 25th to after New Year's, and that's even the whole holiday. Even though it's a whole group of days, it's not only December 25th, it's a whole group of days. And maybe you say it's not COVID December 25th specifically, still you shouldn't get off from school. The gam hu davar mechua be'etzem. This is extremely important. Like my Rebbe always told me, that when a postik says something according to his own svara and logic, it is the most important. And this is the rule when it comes to all these din of krachmach. He says that since taking off from school was a davar mechua be'etzem. It's a davar be'etzem. Why is it mechur be'etzem? Because to take off from school, says Rav Moshe, to make a holiday, take off from school on a day shochogim levodizor the goyim choygig levodizor, and especially asher tsoru umoru, they gave us pain and bitterness. Karv la'alpayim shana, for 2,000 years we have suffered bitterness from them and their holidays. So then vadayim yadam netuya, and they still have their hands over us. Chas v'sholem, to make a holiday on such, or even to give any attribution to such a day. And that's what comes out from this Rav Moshe on Chelek Gimel, Simon Pehe not to take off from school. However, leaving this aside, there's a double mechor to take off. However, the simple halacha would be clear in Simon Kuf Memches that if someone, Mishum Eva, everything is mutter, and it's debatable to mention the name Christmas, of a certainly to go out of your way to wish them a good Christmas, that according to the Shach is Asa.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad L'Inyoni Mishpat, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha. To call for a consultation, to order this series, or to sign up to receive the Journal of Talmudic Law and Finance, please call 1-888-485-VAD or email info@beishavad.com.